This is a CKTZ News Update. City West has been laying fiber optic cable on Cortez Island for most of this year as part of the Connected Coast Project funded by the federal and provincial governments. The $45 million project is co-managed by City West and the Strathcona Regional District and aims to provide high-speed internet accessibility to 139 rural and remote coastal communities, including 48 Indigenous communities representing 44 nations. City West North Island Regional Manager Dino Tsakonis, a resident of Cortez Island, says the local project is going very well, and they're on track with their timeline for providing service.
We're hoping for by the end of this year to light up services for Seaford, Manson's Landing, and the Clues First Nation. Yeah, so that's the goal.
Is there a specific date?
There is no specific date, and we're saying winter. We're hoping by the end of this year, though, for those communities to be lit up, and then Welltown will come afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a sort of itinerary or agenda. Now, what final steps are underway to prepare for that flicking the switch?
We're doing these things called cold installs. So we're getting people who already have these drops installed, getting that the service from the outside of your home to the inside of your home. And then it'll make it easier when the services get lit up. Then you're just going to need a modem and what have you, and away you go.
Okay, now remind us of what services City West will be providing.
We're providing internet service, TV service, and phone service. Right now, you can sign up for internet and TV using the website if you already have a drop at your house. And the phone's going to come, I'm hoping, before the end of the year.
Remind us of what happens when one of our frequent power outages happens in the winter.
Well, if you sign up for phone service, you actually get a little tiny battery inside your modem that will provide you with up to eight hours, dependent on usage, of phone service without even powering it up. It'll actually do it itself. And if the power is out, if you power up your modem, you will have internet service.
Okay, so when you say if you power up, but can you explain like what the logistics are? You know, if your electricity goes down,
yeah,
then what happens for your internet and cable service, et cetera?
Well, it will go down, but then you would have to power up your own modem. So if you don't power that up, you're not going to have anything really. Unless you sign up for the phone service, then that will actually run for a few hours, without having to run a generator.
Okay, so when you say power up, you mean by using an independent source of power, like a generator?
Correct.
Now, what has the biggest challenge been in order to lay fiber optic cable on Cortez and bring it to people's homes?
Well, the biggest challenge, I think, has been the terrain here. There's a lot of rock. And getting the fiber down those roadways with all that rock, and we have to drill underneath things. That's been the biggest challenge, definitely.
But so far, it hasn't deterred your original timeline. Like with what you've had to face with the unpredictable underground obstacles.
Yeah, no, it really hasn't. We're a little bit behind in my mind, but it's not that bad. It's really good, actually. Like the crews have been really awesome, and considering the terrain, it's been amazing, actually.
Okay, now I have to ask you about this because, as we heard in the news, TELUS recently bought Twincom, the current sole provider other than satellite of internet service on Cortez. Now, they're your direct competition, Twincom, that is. Has this changed City West's marketing strategy in any way?
It has not. I mean, City West always has wants to provide the best service to any customer and throughout all of their regions and all of their customers. So it's not changed. It doesn't matter who the customer is and who the competition is. We'll provide that great customer service and that great fiber optics that we're going to do.
So you welcome the competition?
We welcome the competition.
Okay, that's clear. Now, one final thing, Dino, is that I know that City West has been very active in the past month or so with their sales team, contacting Cortez Islanders by telephone and by email to persuade them to sign up for your services. Just wonder how successful has that marketing push been?
It's been going very well. So it's been going very good. People are very receptive. And as time goes on, I believe we're going to be very successful here on Cortez.
Do you have a sense of how many customers are now committed to signing up for City West services?
I don't have any numbers for you, but I can tell you that it's going very well.
City West says the on-land and subsea cable network will run over 3,400 kilometers in total, running from north of Prince Rupert to Haida Gwaii, south around Vancouver Island, and all the way to Vancouver. The goal is to give rural and remote communities the same digital opportunities as urban centers. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.